From Television City in Hollywood.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
And you knew when you were there.
Dance for girls and men, women. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. 50 no welfare state.
Everybody pulls his weight.
G.R.O. was sound and great. Knows what a dance.
Playing musical milk bottles here, isn't it? How come you got three bottles here and between them all a man can't get one full glass of milk?
I guess it's because we don't finish one bottle all the way before we open the next.
I guess that must be it. You know, it's the little things that torture a person.
You haven't been to sleep yet. Even in bed, you didn't sleep.
How did you know that?
Because when you sleep, you snore and kick. And when it's very quiet and I'm not getting hurt much, I know you ain't asleep. There's something on your mind?
Edith, I just got a little simple indigestion, that's all.
Did you eat something that didn't agree with you?
Only your dinner, Edith.
I thought I heard voices down here. What's going on?
What's going on? Your mother-in-law and me are running away together.
What's bugging you? I just never seen you up this late, that's all.
Well, it don't need no big explanation. And shut that yap, will you? You just woke up and you ain't no breath of spring, you know.
What's going on? How come everybody's up?
Now, look at this. Will you answer me? Can't you two get a second pair of pajamas, huh? Or would that destroy something beautiful in your marriage?
I'm not even awake yet, and he's picking.
Yeah, because it ain't decent going to bed that way.
Well, Archie, they're married.
Well, so are we married, Edith, and we go to bed fully dressed. I told you to shut that yap.
What's bugging him? Something bothering him?
Oh, I thought so, but he said no, but I still think so.
My sandwich. Well, I don't want it now.
What's the matter, Archie? There's got to be something on your mind.
Edith, there's nothing on my mind now. Absolutely nothing. I'll get that. Stay away. Hello, Feeney. Huh? Now, wait a minute. Who's this? No. There ain't no Valerie here. No, Mac. No. There ain't no Mary Lou neither. No, you see, you got the wrong number. What? No, nobody in this house wrote this number on the wall of the toilet at the Elks Club. Draw yourself out, huh?
Archie, were you expecting a call at this late hour?
Not necessarily.
But you said something about Feeney when you answered. Did you mean Harry Feeney?
What's with the third degree, huh, read it? I told you I ain't expecting no phone call. I'll get that. Keep away from there, me, then. Feeney? Oh, gee. No, buddy, this ain't Mary Lou's brother. Now, wait a minute, listen to me. You're drunk, see? Your brain is soaked in booze, and you don't know what you're doing. Now, don't call this number no more tonight, will you? Yeah, go back to the toilet wall and get yourself another number, huh? Why are you all standing here staring at me, huh? Why don't you just go to bed?
We can't go to bed when you're troubled, Daddy. We want to help you.
You want to help me with something that troubles me, huh? Will you put something on yourself and make yourself respectable? I mean, if that thing was any shorter, it'd be a scarf.
Come on, boy, let's go. We get enough of that talk during the day. We don't have to listen to it at night.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night.
Good night, Mom.
Good night.
Archie, would you get mad at me if I was to ask you something?
Only if it was something that makes me mad, Edith.
Are you worried about your job?
That makes me mad.
You are worried. Tell me, what is it?
Edith, it's nothing. It's just that, the company announced that they're having a 20% cutback in personnel, that's all, and I think it's going to hit my department pretty hard.
Oh, Archie.
Now, hold it, Edith. I ain't worried about it. Take it easy. You know me. I could get another job in 10 minutes. Came to that. It's just some of the other guys I work with, that's all. I'm worried about them. Like there's a little Emmanuel, you know, he's Puerto Rican. One leg is shorter than the other. I mean, who wants a spick with a bum leg? And then you got Elmo, 56 years of age, black as the ace of spades. I mean, there ain't many places a guy like that can go. And you got Stretch Cunningham.
Well, he's white, ain't he?
Yeah, but with an IQ of about 1. These guys have been working under me for a lot of years, Edith. Then it's them that I'm worried about.
Well, what has Harry Feeney got to do with it?
Well, Harry Feeney's the night watchman, see? Now, day after tomorrow, they're going to come out with a list of who gets the axe. So tonight, when Feeney's making his rounds, punching his clocks, he's going to poke around in the executive offices there and try and get the scoop first. And he's supposed to call me here during the night.
And you're staying up all night to find out about little Emmanuel and Elmo?
Yes, Edith. Stretch Cunningham, too. Uh-huh.
Yeah?
Now, stifle yourself about this to the kids, will you, Edith?
Oh, sure.
Now, what are you doing up again?
We couldn't sleep.
Well, I think I better make a pot of coffee.
I'll help you, Ma. Ma, Michael found this newspaper clipping on the bathroom floor. It must have fallen out of Daddy's bathrobe. It's about his company cutting back personnel. That's why he can't sleep tonight, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. But you ain't supposed to know about this. Oh, I hope Mike don't say nothing.
Oh, don't worry, Mom. Michael understands. He's very tactful.
What is that all about?
Nothing. I was just looking at you. I was thinking about you. I was thinking about how good you look. No, seriously. What are you, 47, 48 years old?
You don't look a day over 40. You know you're lucky, Archie. This is the prime of your life. You are in the best years of your life. You're strong. You got your health. You're in great shape.
Edith, you told him. You told him, and
oh,
I yes, you
no,
had to.
Archie,
Archie, no. Honest, nobody Edith. Told me anything. Edith. Hey, listen, Archie, I'd like to look as good as you when I'm old. Older. I meant older.
You see that? You're out of my sight for 1 minute, and the tongue is wagging the whole door.
Daddy, it wasn't Mom. It was this newspaper clipping.
Give me that.
Well, Michael and I aren't fools. We can see you're worried.
Well, let me tell you something for your own information. It ain't myself that I'm worried about. Now, tell her, Edith.
Oh, no. He ain't worried about himself. He's just worried about poor little Emmanuel with the short leg and Stretch Cunningham and very black Elmo.
That's right.
Of course, even if I was to lose my job, which there ain't no chance of that because I'm in so solid with the bosses, I could get another one in about 10 minutes. So don't give me the cow eyes, will you? Just save your concern for them as needs.
Oh, come on, Daddy. No matter what's bothering you, why can't you share it with your own family?
That's right, Archie.
Because a man don't bring his problems home. That's why.
Oh, I never heard such old-fashioned garbage. Well, thank heavens that's not the way it is with my marriage. Now, my husband's not afraid to bring home his troubles to me, to cry in my lap if he feels like it, to weep in my arms.
Gloria.
Why, he's not ashamed to show grief if he feels it.
Gloria.
What, to kick his feet and bang his hands?
Gloria, shut up.
Well, it's true.
Try telling a stifle. She's heard that all her life. It stops some cold the first time.
Gloria, I didn't mean to say shut up to you, but you wouldn't let me get a word in.
I was going overboard, huh?
Yes, I would say so.
I'm sorry,
Mike. It's all right. Don't worry. It's okay.
Archie, isn't that nice, the way they come to an understanding? We could take a lesson from them.
You need your sleep, Edith. I'll get that.
That's all right, Daddy. I'll get it. Hello? Who do you want? Valerie?
She's busy right now. This is Mary Lou.
Very funny. I'm going to have this drunk on the phone the whole night long. Now, listen, Mike. Now, wait a minute. No, I ain't going to put Mary Lou back on the phone. There ain't no Mary Lou here. You stop. What the hell is going on here? Doorbell's ringing in the middle of the night. I got a dipso on my phone. This is a nightmare.
Oh, hi, Dave.
Hi, Mrs. Bunker. I noticed all your lights on. Everything okay?
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Is that Dave the cop there?
Yeah.
Come on in, Dave. I got something here for you. I got a dirty caller on the line. You take it. Edith, come over here, will you? I don't like it at all that Feeney ain't called. I'm kind of worried.
Oh, Archie. Oh, could I get you some toast and a cup of coffee?
No, nothing like that.
How about some poached eggs?
Edith, the answer to every problem ain't something to eat. I couldn't hold nothing on my stomach anyhow.
Oh, Archie, don't worry. Even if worse comes to worst, remember our mothers and fathers. They lived through the Big Depression, and they made it.
I'll never forget the way it hit my old man. And here he was, a breadwinner all them years, and then, just like that, the paychecks, they stopped coming. Why? And he was always asking why, and nobody could tell him. It was awful.
Oh, yeah, sure it was, Archie. But look at you. You came through it real good.
Oh, Edith, gee, I was only a kid. My old man never got over it. Took the heart right out of him. And he wasn't all that old, neither, you know. It was just about my age now.
You won't have to worry about that drunk calling no more, Archie.
Thanks, Dave.
He's coming over here. I gave him your address. Well, when he gets here, I'll slap the cuffs on him. It's going to be quite a night, ain't it? Huh?
You like being a cop, don't you, Dave?
You want the truth? I love it. Call me the fuzz, call me pig. I really love it. I can tell you why in two words. Job security.
I better get the coffee.
You know, when I was a kid, my dad wanted me to go into his business. When he heard that I was going to become a cop, he hated my guts.
How'd you know that?
He told me, Dave, I hate your guts. You know, I got four cousins, all my age, guys with families, all laid off in the last year. Who knows when they'll work again? And with the economy the way it is, it could be never. But we civil servants, we just keep rolling. We keep on rolling.
Switch that off, huh? We ain't exactly Jan Fierce, you know.
That's him, Dave. What do we do?
Let him in and get him started talking, then I'll nab him. Go on. I'll hide back here.
Okay, shush. Mrs. Wiedemeyer, what are you doing up at 3:30 in the morning?
I'm a night person, Mr. Bunker. I didn't know you were. May I come in? Oh, you're all night people.
Hello, Mrs. Wiedemeyer.
Coffee's ready.
Oh, hello, Edith. I didn't know you were a night person, too.
Hi, Clara. What are you doing up at this hour?
I just came back from a date. A plumber who likes widows. He took me to a house party in the Bronx. 12 people. All the men were plumbers. Anyway, I invited him into my house for a cup of coffee, but I'm all out of coffee. Your lights were on, so I thought maybe I could borrow some.
Oh, Clara, I'm sorry. I just made a pot and I used it all up. Why don't you ask him over here for a cup?
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
Now, hold it. Mrs. Wiedemeyer, I don't mind you being here because you're a friend of my wife's and all that, but I don't want no strangers running around the house this time of night, you understand, huh?
Oh, sure.
Well, Clara, it's too bad you can't have a cup yourself.
Well, actually, I can.
Well, what about the plumber?
May I use your phone? I'll call and tell.
The fact is that, Mrs. Wiedemeyer, I'm expecting a telephone call myself at almost any moment, and I'd like to keep that line free.
I know what you mean. Hello, Harold? Harold, this is Clara. Thank you for answering the telephone in my house. Listen, Harold, our date is over now. I'm going to stay here with the neighbors for a while, so you go home. I know you didn't kiss me goodnight. That's the way the cookie crumples. I don't like to slur a whole race, but plumbers sure are pushy.
Sit down, Clara, and I'll pour you some coffee.
Dave, there he is.
All set, Arch.
Oh, Edith, there's a cop in your living room.
Hurry up, will you? We're trying to make a pinch.
Pizza King.
Pizza King.
That's what I said.
Well, now, wait a minute, kiddo. We didn't order no pizza here.
I ordered it, Arch.
You ordered a pizza. Do you hear that, Edith? This guy orders pizza at 4 o'clock in the morning. You got no control over the events of this house, Edith. What is the matter with you? Come over here. Listen. Finney ain't called yet, and I'm scared that the news is going to be bad.
Oh, Archie, they say no news is good news.
There you sit down there, Edith. Now, don't say nothing, Mrs. Wiedemeyer. Dave, we're ready. Dave? Dave, put down that pizza and come on, Edith.
All set, Archie.
Well, get back up there in your hiding place.
Hi, fella.
Come on in, we're waiting for you.
Valerie.
Mary Lou. He's talking dirty. There it is, Dave. With your cuffs on him.
Hey, Dave. I didn't see you standing there. Why didn't you say hello?
Well, I didn't want to butt in while you was talking, sir.
Dave, do you know this Lush?
He's my sergeant.
Your sergeant?
Where's the party?
There's no party, Sarge. Just a regular family.
Oh, no. A real family? Oh, fuck. I feel rotten about this. It happens every time I go out and I toast a friend or two. But it's so self-destructive. Anyway, I make such a spectacle of myself.
I don't believe this.
I'll go. But I hope you people won't let this change your feelings about the police.
Oh, no. Won't change my feelings about the police.
Good boy, son.
Come on, Sergeant. We'll get some air.
Thanks a lot, Dave.
Okay, Arch.
Oh.
I think I'll go home now.
Well, I think that would be a very good idea, Mrs. Weedy.
Good night, Clara. Good night, Edith. You know, I didn't understand one thing that went on here.
Feeny, I thought you was going to call me. What are you doing here? Come on in, Feeny. Edith, here he is. Say hello to Harry Feeny.
Yeah, we was waiting for you to call.
All right, tell us. What do you know?
First of all, I couldn't call any earlier. You see, as I make my rounds, I have to stick my key in all these different gizmos, and I have to get to them on time because they register when I've been there.
Yeah, but what about the list, Feeny?
Just a minute. Now, if I get to one of the gizmos too late, most people don't know this. An alarm goes off in the police station. It's as if the gizmo was saying, Harry Feeney's late and something is wrong.
Feeney, what did you find out?
I'm trying to tell you. Now, I only have a certain amount of time between gizmos. Now, when I'm making the rounds of the executive office, I've got just 13 minutes. Now, 13 minutes isn't much time to look through 20 offices for one piece of paper. And the first 8 times around, I never found it.
But the 9th time, what about the 9th time?
I found it. It was on Vanderhoosen's desk under 4 unsigned letters and a big brass paperweight.
Oh, Feeney, spare me the paperweight, huh?
Heart-shaped.
All right. Who got the axe?
Well, they're cutting back 20% down the line, just like they said, Archie. And they're knocking off 3 departments, including yours.
Including Archie's?
Right. But they're keeping the 3 department heads. They're keeping the 3 foremen.
That's you, Archie!
Hey.
Archie!
Oh, that's great! See, I told you, look at all you guys!
Congratulations! That's great! Get it out here! What do you mean, congratulations? You don't have to congratulate me for nothing. See, there's nothing happening to me. You should think I was Lazarus rising from the bed. Standing here, boy. Go on upstairs. Don't be bothering.
What's the matter, Archie? I thought you'd be happy to hear the news.
Oh, he's worried about little Emmanuel and Elmo.
No, Edith, I ain't worried about nothing or nobody. So a couple of guys get laid off. They'll find something for themselves in a day or so. I want to tell you all something about this good old U.S. of A. No man starves in this great country if he's willing to go out there and wait. Them that waits, eats. And we're gonna eat now. Pizza, go on, you have yours. Get out of here. Go on up the bed, Feeny. Sit down. Here's the pizza. Eat it. Don't stand there. Go on in the kitchen and bring us out some beers. Dig in, Feeny. Ho, 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 ho!
Archie, here's your bicarb.
All right, eat it. Leave it there. Now, why did you let that son-in-law of yours bring pizza into this house at 4 o'clock in the morning?
He was hungry, Archie.
And then on top of that, you give me beer to drink.
Well, you asked for it.
Oh, Edith, there's times I question your judgment.
Archie, it's 6 o'clock in the morning. You better take a shower and get to work.
What do you mean? I can't take this stomach to work with me, Edith. You're going to have to call in for me. I ain't going.
Archie, you could lose your job.
Oh, Edith, as solid as I am with the bosses, what are you talking about? Oh. I better go to work, Edith.
Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.